All hands on deck!
Ahoy there, matey. This is a podcast of the Podflix Network. Savvy?
This is Avast, a podcast about pirates with one more captain's log before the next episode, and I want to introduce you to a favorite podcast of mine that explains the origin of both captain's log and pirates. Let's go. So, I'm going to have a brand new episode in your earholes very soon, but I wanted to do one more captain's log episode where I introduce you to the Lexitecture podcast. Now, I mentioned them in the previous captain's log episode, and they actually talked about the origin of the word pirate and also where Captain's Log came from in their old episodes, two different episodes, and I forgot that they did that, and they did, and I wanted to share it with you. Ryan and Amy very kindly gave me permission to share these clips with you, and if you love etymology as much as I do, please check out this podcast and subscribe and give them all the lovely ratings and reviews that all the podcasters really, really love. Next time I talk to you, I'm going to have a brand new episode. I'm just getting ready to pull all of the sound clips for that right now. I really hope you like it. And just as a reminder, this podcast is produced on the traditional lands of the Calusa tribe. To find out which native land you're living on, you can visit native-land.ca or text your zip code to 907-312-5085 and use that as a starting point to learn all about the culture and lives of the indigenous people in your area. I created, produced, wrote, and edited this show with additional support by Tiff Franks and with technical support by Matthew Chomo. Avast is a proud member of the Podfix Network family of artist-owned, listener-supported shows. I'm Paul, and as Dave Barry said, you have the buckles, darn it. Don't be afraid to swash them. Now, please enjoy these clips from the Lexitecture podcast.
Great.
Okay, let's do words.
Let's do some words. You go first this time.
Okie doke. So, I am going to, today, talk about the word pirate.
Oh, awesome.
P-I-R-A-T-E. And, well, one of the interesting things about this word, I think, is that its cultural context is really f***ed up, if you think about it.
Yeah.
In any kind of real-life way. Because I say pirate, you say awesome.
Yeah,
I say to, you know, someone off the coast of Eritrea, pirate, and awesome is very, very far from their response.
Yeah.
And I find it quite interesting that, you know, pirates still exist. Pirates still exist in the sense that people are still killed for their possessions and their vessels on the seas. And, yeah, but it interests me a great deal as to how exactly bloodthirsty, murdering thieves became a sort of a
Disney attraction
character thing. Yeah, yeah. And so there is that kind of sense of, oh, pirates, oh, bless them, with their killing and raping and stealing, oh, what are they like? And yeah, so I find that quite funny. And you know, these days, for the most part, when you say to someone pirate, they have that sort of, hey, pirates are awesome kind of thing going on. Partly because of Johnny Depp,
yeah.
And Disney's machinations, which eventually led us to Pirates of the Caribbean 18, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, exactly.
But apart from that, I thought that I was interested to see where this word came from. And then I mentioned to my husband that I was going to be talking about the word pirate, and he pointed something out that I felt I had to add into what we were saying today. And since we're dealing with etymology, he said to me, you must make sure to ask Ryan, why are pirates called pirates? They just are.
Thank you, Ross.
Because,
that's fantastic.
Because I knew it was the kind of terrible joke that we would both appreciate, and screw anybody who doesn't like the pirate R joke.
Absolutely, no. That's true.
That was given because of its etymological context. That was given rather than which country do pirates come from? Argentina,
yeah.
Yeah, which, you know.
Awesome.
So, the OED defines pirate, noun, as a person who attacks and robs ships at sea. The secondary meaning given, a person who appropriates or reproduces the work of another for profit without permission, usually in contravention of patent or copyright. And in that sense, it's used as a modifier, as in pirate recordings. And a person or organisation that broadcasts radio or television programmes without official authorisation. There is, of course, the verb to pirate, to rob or to plunder a ship, or to use or reproduce another's work, etc, etc. So, the pirate, you know, it's not a word that you generally have to explain the definition. People know what pirates are.
Yeah.
And there are, of course, all sorts, you know, the culture, the history, the stories, the cool names, the various things that sort of are all part of pirate lore, if you like. I don't want to talk too much about those things, because it's not a pirate podcast. They definitely exist, don't they? There are pirate podcasts out there.
Oh, I'm positive. There must be.
So, Etym Online defines pirate, noun. The word dates from about 1300, and mid-13th century as a surname, which I found quite interesting. I've never met a Mr. or Mrs. Pirate, but that would be a cool name to have. So, Etym Online has this to say. From Latin, pirata, sailor, corsair, or sea robber, which is also the source of the Spanish and the Italian pirata, Dutch pirat, German pirate. From Greek, pirates. And this is where things get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So pirates is defined as brigand or pirate. It is literally one who attacks, with the implication being that what they're attacking is the ship. However, the word pirates comes from the Greek word peiran, anglicised P-E-I-R-A-N, which is defined here as to attack, comma, make a hostile attempt on, comma, try.
Oh.
From peira, P-E-I-R-A, trial, an attempt or an attack. And this I found very interesting indeed. Because to try and to attack, those things are not the same.
No.
However, this is the etymology of this word that has such clear meanings for us, either in the sense of the historical Blackbeard dudes and dudettes, of course. Not that dude is a gendered word. I've had this discussion many times before. Dude doesn't refer to either male or female. But, you know, we have this clear sense, but the word itself is derived from a clear Princess Bride case of, I do not think it means what you think it means.
Yeah. Always appreciate a Princess Bride reference.
I was curious about the notion that pirates are just people who try really hard with swords. and these days, guns, I suppose.
And such, yeah.
And then, of course, Etym Online, one of the great things about the site is it gives you way more information than you would ever need, really. And
right.
I was very excited, as I always am when I look up a word, to discover that there is a pi root associated with the word pirate.
Oh, excellent.
And the pi root, and pi, just in case you haven't heard us musing about this before, pi stands for Proto-Indo-European, which is a sort of a reverse-engineered proto-language that is believed to be the original language from which all proto-European languages ultimately derived.
Yes, and really also pi root sounds delightfully close to pirate, so that's good too.
Pi root does sound delightfully close to pirate. I hadn't thought of that. Good stuff. So the pi root given is P-E-R. And we have in the definition for PER, Proto-Indo-European root forming prepositions, etc., meaning forward and by extension, in front of, before, first, chief, toward, near, against, etc.
Hmm.
Now, the list of words derived from PER, there's lots of them. And this is almost like a little, hey Roger, what do you say, in reverse.
Right.
Because the same Proto-Indo-European root that led us to pirate, which I'm trying to find in the list, and because my alphabetical order sucks, I am struggling to do that a little bit. Where is I? I actually can't find it in the list. But anyway, it's there.
Yeah.
We have, it forms all or part of. Afford is the first word in the list, alphabetical as it is. The last word in the list is veneer.
So weird.
So, yeah, we have some really, really interesting, really, really interesting sense. So, this is the first sense of the root pear. This is why I can't find pirate. The second sense, the word means to lead or to pass over. This is associated with the pear preposition meaning, forward, through, in front of, etc. And pear in its second meaning forms all or part of words like emporium, fjord, portable, and welfare.
Oh.
Again, mind blown. I love Proto-Indo-European roots. The third sense of pear, there are five listed altogether on Etymoline.
Okay.
The third sense is where we find pirate. And the meaning given here is to try or risk. Which again, they don't quite mean the same thing.
No, and neither of them means attack.
Yeah, as I was about to say, they're closer than try and attack,
yeah.
But they're not quite the same. So, interesting. It forms all of, all or part of, empiric, empirical, experience, experiment, expert, fear, parlous, peril, perilous, and pirate. Goes on to say, it is the hypothetical source of our evidence for its existence is provided by Latin experire, to try, periculum, trial, danger, or risk, Greek peria, trial, attempt, experience. Now that's back to peria that led us to pirate directly, more directly.
Right.
Empeiros, experienced, Old English, who knows how to pronounce, sorry, not Old English, Old Irish. I don't know how to pronounce modern Irish, so the word is A-I-R-E. Vigilance. Okay. Old English, fair, calamity, sudden danger, peril, or sudden attack. German, gefahr, danger, and Gothic, ferja, watcher. And I was really interested in this notion that trying is so dangerous.
Yeah.
In all of these other languages, coming from the same place, there is the sense that to attempt something is to risk something, you know. Obviously these senses are a little closer than my modern brain assumed that they were, and that of course led me to think about the history of trying things. And you know, I'm a teacher, I've been a teacher in various different contexts, and if nobody tries anything, nobody learns anything.
Yeah.
So I'm the sort of person who loves a motivational slogan about trying and failing, and trying again as a result of the failure, and trying something different until you find that magic try that suddenly brings you to success. So it's interesting for me to consider how much, as a teacher, I ask people to risk themselves. However, that still doesn't take us to the sense of attack. That one, I'm really quite puzzled about. Really,
yeah.
Amused to find that to try in its risky sense became not just something that was a little bit dangerous, became something that was actively aggressive. So there was something else I was going to say and I've forgotten what it was, and so I'm scuttling to the OED because, well, yeah, it's always a good thing to do.
That leap from risk, from trial and risk to like sort of transferring the risk involved in trying something outward. Like if you try something, mainly the only risk is associated with you might fail, whereas if you're attacking, maybe there's like the peril goes the other way. I don't know. That's a bizarre turn.
Yeah. And what I also find quite interesting is, you know, you can start to think about, well, you know, the sense of risk depends on what you're trying. If you're trying to take over a ship full of armed men, then there's a considerable risk involved. Pirates do indeed try really hard, because trying in that situation and failing, it's not a good way to pass your genes on.
No.
the other thing that I was going to say about pirate, so having gotten interested in this Greek root, pyran or pyratis, to attempt to attack or assault, I started to look at other words that were derived from this root and came up with this very, very interesting word. I was interested in it firstly because I'd never heard it before, and secondly because it has such a very specific meaning. And the word is anapiratic. A-N-A-P-E-I-R-A-T-I-C.
Hmm.
So it sounds vaguely piratical. Anapiratic or anapiratic.
Yeah.
And what it means, it's an adjective. And it's got a very specific medical use.
Okay.
And essentially, it is a paralysis resulting from the habitual use of certain muscles for a long time, such as writer's paralysis.
Hmm.
And the notion that the same pair could spawn so many hugely different words, and then within that set, that the Greek pyratis or pyran could then lead to two such vastly different words, exercise, becoming tired or paralysed because you have over-exercised a part of your body, versus skull and crossbones, Jolly Roger, sometimes cartoonish children's character, other times deadly thief, plunderer. It made me remember that words are pretty amazing things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about, how do I say this in a very fancy and clever way? Actually, no, I just, isn't that cool? I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's very neat.
And so pirate, which I thought would be pretty clear in terms of its etymology, turned out to be a bit more interesting than I was thinking. And the notion of how try came to mean attack isn't one that I've been able to pin down terribly well. But yeah, it's a cool one.
Yeah, so, that's very neat. I like that. Very cool. This is one of those words where you said it, and I mean, I'll totally own that part of my "hey, awesome" was just because
pirates,
when you don't have to actually deal with them, and when they are a thing centuries old, as opposed to the people that make life miserable for you right now, pirates are awesome. But also, it was one of those words where it's like, as soon as you said it, I was like, yeah, I have no idea what to make a guess at with the construction of this word.
Sure.
It doesn't make any sense. Very cool.
What was interesting to me, because the one sense of log is just a big tree trunk, usually a fallen tree trunk, or a big, heavy, immovable object.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, to log something, or you keep a log... a logbook. So I was like, well, where did that come from?
I've often wondered about that, to be honest. I've often wondered if it was to do with like the timber trade and keeping records or something like that. But yeah, the captain's log, stardate, whatever.
Exactly.
You just use that word without really considering how it also means a lump of wood.
Well, not to worry, fearless co-host and tens of listeners. It's the closest and most appropriate use of it now, probably, other than the actual official use of like a logbook on a ship, would be a captain's log from Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
A log was an early, and adaptations of it, I believe, are probably still being used in certain senses and places, was an apparatus that was used by ships to measure the speed and progress of their travel.
So one wrote down what was going on with a log.
Exactly. So a log was just a chunk of wood that was weighted down with iron or something like that, but not enough that it sank, but that was enough to resist being towed along, that it would just stay in one place. So they would drop it into the water. The log would stay there on the surface of the water, but where it was dropped. And then they would release a line that had sort of measured intervals marked on it, whether by knots or by markings or some other such technique. And at the same time that someone was letting the log out, there was another person with even originally just a sand like an hourglass, a sand timer. And they would time a certain interval, and then they would haul the log back in and count the number of intervals that had been pulled along the line as the ship went along. And then they could determine the speed and the distance that they had traveled in that time. And then so they would write that down, and that became...
In the logbook.
The logbook. So the logbook eventually became all the ongoing kind of operational day-to-day logistical things on a ship, but primarily all surrounding the key information with navigation is where are we going and how fast are we getting there? And so that was the log. So then that's where logbook came from, and eventually shortened to log. And now log is just being used by drivers and everyone else, just people. Like live journal could have been just live log if it didn't sound so lumpy and clunky.
When you're in a boat too, where you're going and how fast you're getting there, those are the two things you need to know.
Absolutely, that's everything.
There's not much else going on there. You definitely want to write those things down. Definitely want a device that would help you to track that. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a production of the Podfix Network. If you find yourself seeking to plunder more podcasts, visit podfixnetwork.com. 'Tis there where you'll find the motherlode of podcast treasures.